Thank you, Sarah. Just to say that we're packing a lot in today, and it does mean that we are going to finish a little bit later than normally we do, which is about 11:45. But I hope you don't mind, and I would imagine we will start moving outside for the baptism in about 25 minutes' time, is around about 12. And I appreciate if one or two of you have to go, so be it. But I hope that you'll stay for the baptism if you possibly can, which will be outside. My message today really is very simple, because I want to tell you that you have never been unloved. Let me repeat that. You have never been unloved. Let me focus for a moment on the two people here for whom this is a very special day, Jonah and Abby. Jonah is now asleep, so he doesn't realize probably quite how special this day is, but I'm sure you do, Abby. So one out of two isn't bad, is it? But even before Abby and Jonah were born to their respective parents, the idea of them was loved by their parents. And I'm sure that love will always continue. They have, in that sense, never been unloved. And we are here to celebrate that in the dedication of Jonah to God and the baptism of Abby in response to God's love. Listen again to these words from Psalm 139 that I read at the beginning of our service, words which are directed by the writer to God. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you, the days of my life prepared before I'd even lived one day. Now, these are words of faith from someone who knows their Creator, words of praise from someone who knows that they have never been unloved. Before any person ever lived on this earth, they have been loved, and that includes each one of us. No matter what your parents have told you, you are not an accident. The Bible tells us that God planned you, God made you, and God loves you. You have never been unloved. Now, the trouble is that not all of us believe it. Some of us feel unloved. We have been let down, and we have messed up. How could anyone love us? Why should God love us? How can we know that we are loved and that we always have been? Well, we're going to listen to a song now from Michael W. Smith called Never Been Unloved. Unreachable, unteachable, unwilling, undesirable, unwise, undone, unsure, unbroken, unmended, uneasy, unapproachable, unemotional, unexceptional, undecided, unqualified, unfair, unfit. Every one of those words speaks of ways we've failed in our lives or ways that we feel about ourselves. We have been many things. And those things separate us from knowing God and the fullness of His love. But we have never been unloved by God. Sometimes we've been unloved by others, and that's hard, but we have never been unloved by God. Our second reading from 1 John says, this is how God showed His love for us. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. It's worth pausing there for a moment. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live. God doesn't want us merely to exist without awareness of Him and His love. And God's not a killjoy trying to spoil the fun we might like to have. But God wants us to live life to the full through knowing His Son, Jesus Christ. Let me go on with the reading. Just a few words. This is the kind of love we're talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. Let me pause again. God does not love us because we love him. God loves us whether or not we believe in him, whether or not we love him, whether or not we feel that our lives are a mess. God is love, and you have never been unloved. The reality, though, is that each of us has messed up in one way or another, and that has damaged the relationship we could have had with God. How then can we be free from the damage done by our sins? How can we live through Jesus? I want to share an illustration called the bridge. And hopefully this will help you to kind of work out how we can live through Jesus, how we can undo the damage, how we can know that we have never been unloved. Imagine, therefore, that we are here on this side. You'll have to imagine that in reverse, won't you, looking at me. On this side, this is us. And over here is God. And in between us and God, there is a huge chasm. Imagine that. A huge chasm. It's caused by the mess that we've made in our lives, the mess other people have made. And this is what's often called sin. And often we know only too well that we've messed up, and we may try to make up for it through doing good things and through living good lives. We desperately are trying to get from our side to God's side. But you know, the chasm is quite vast. And whatever we might do, however much we try, we cannot get from our side to God's side. We will fall short of God. We'll fall short of God and his glory. The things we do and the things we don't do fall short of God and his love. They lead to separation from God and his love forever. We're not unloved. We're just not living in the love of God. And it seems hopeless, and we are helpless. How can we ever be forgiven and know the God who has always loved us? Well, thankfully, it's not about what we do, but what God has done. God has sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done. On the cross, Jesus makes that sacrifice. He has died the death we deserve so that we can live forever. And that is how much he loves you. Now, it's possible for us to reach the other side. Now, we have a choice to make. Will we accept the invitation that God gives through Jesus the Savior, or won't we? There is an invitation. We know that because in Jesus, God bridges the gap between our side and between him. God bridges the gap. Will we accept that we have never been unloved and pledge our love to God? Our Bible reading says, everyone who confesses, just crossing over the bridge there. Great, isn't it? It's young, but that's okay. But our Bible reading says, everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's son participates continuously in an intimate relationship with God. If you want to be on God's side, and know that you have never been unloved. Know it for sure. Know that you'll always be loved. You need to believe in Jesus. And when you do, it's awesome. Living in the love of God, I believe, is so much better than living without knowing the love of God. I was there, as were one or two others here, at DTI last year when some of our young people decided to cross to God's side by believing. Among them was Abby, and today she is confessing Jesus by being baptized. And in the dedication of Jonah, Bev and Ewan, and we as a church have prayed that he will one day come to faith and be baptized. And your parents may have prayed the same for you in the dim and distant past, as I know that mine did for me. The song that we heard and saw up there on the screen ends with these words. Unaware, I have been unfair. I've been unfit for blessings from above. But even I can see the sacrifice you made for me to show that I have never been unloved. So, can you see the sacrifice that God has made for you? God wants you to know the blessings of living in his love. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, famously says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Notice it says, whoever believes. That can be you. And Jesus says, a little later in John's Gospel, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but," and listen to this, "but has crossed over from death to life." So, I want just to finish by asking you, is today the day? Is today the day for you to cross over from death to life, from your side to God's side? This can be the day that you know that you have never been unloved and that you will always live in God's love. This can be that day. I want to lead us in a prayer. And this will give you an opportunity just to echo my words. I'm not expecting you to say them aloud, but just maybe say an amen at the end. To say to God, yes, I want to cross over from death to life. And this could be, let me say this, could be the most important day of your life ever. That will ever be, both now or in the future. So let's just be still. Maybe just think about the fact that you have never been unloved. Think about the bridge that God has provided in Jesus to bridge the gap between us and him, to enable us to cross from our side, to be on God's side. So I'll pray this quite slowly. Just pause at the end of each sentence to allow you to make that commitment if you want to. Lord God, I want to be on your side. I ask you to forgive all the times that I have fallen short of you and of your love. On my own, I can never make it to you. Thank you that you sent Jesus to bridge the gap. Today, I put my trust in the cross and in Jesus who died there, but who is risen and alive and here by his Spirit today. Today, I cross over from death to life. Today, I promise that I will always follow Jesus and his path for my life as best I can. Today, I know that I am loved eternally by you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.